Bruchim Aboim, this week, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, is of course Parshas HaChodesh, the fourth and final of the four Parshias, following Shabbos Shkolim, Shabbos Zochor, Shabbos Parshas Poro, and this week Parshas HaChodesh, in which the Mishnah tells us that we must read from the Parsha in Parshas Boy, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. This is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, and this is, of course, what all of Klal Yisrael do this week. So we'd like to look, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, for a few moments at the parasha of Parshas HaChodesh, especially as this is Be'ezus Hashem, the last shiur together before Pesach. So this will be our look, Emitz Hashem, at the upcoming Yom Tov of Chag HaPesach, Habo Aleinu L'Toivo. The parasha of Parshas HaChodesh, of course, begins with the famous words, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. This is the mitzvah min HaTorah, of Kiddush HaChodesh, to sanctify the new moon, beginning, in this particular case, with Chodesh Nisan. And of course, the question that must be asked, and indeed is asked, of all the mitzvahs of the Torah, why must this be the first? The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael receive as a nation is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Why is that so significant? Now the psukim continue, and the very next pasuk, in fact, says, Dabru el kol adas Yisrael lemor. The instruction to tell Klal Yisrael that there is a mitzvah be'osor lachodesh v'yikhu lohem ish se lebeis avos. This is, of course, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. This was now the second mitzvah that Klal Yisrael received. And thirdly and finally, if you look later on in that very parasha, it says, Himoil loi kol zochor. There is a mitzvah also of Bris Milah. So these are the three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael receive. The first three mitzvahs they receive as a nation. Kiddush HaChodesh, Korban Pesach, and Bris Milah. And the question that we need to try and examine is there a common denominator? Is there anything that links these three mitzvahs? Is there any reason why these are the three mitzvahs that are chosen to be the very first that Klal Yisrael are instructed with, and in particular reference to the enormous times that they were facing, i.e. Yetzias Mitzrayim? So surely these mitzvahs must have something to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, with the whole Geula, as Be'ezus Hashem we will see. So I'd like to quote, if I may, a sefer, which we have quoted on previous occasions, the Be'er Yosef al HaTorah, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salant, one of the great Magidim in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, whose son collected his droshes and put them together in a sefer called Be'er Yosef. The son was nifta, I think, only recently. And the Be'er Yosef explains a very critical yesod, and it's really all based on a moshel, a very short moshel, or at least a comparison that we find in the Medrash. Because when Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, the pasuk that describes the Geula in Parshas Vayeschanan is Goy Mikerev Goy, a nation from within a nation. Klal Yisrael are a nation, and they are taken out from within a nation, meaning from amongst the Mitzrayim. And the Medrash says, what does that mean, that they were taken out one nation from another? Says the Medrash, this is a moshel, this can be compared to an uber, a fetus, which is being removed from the womb of its mother. Kach, says the Medrash, so too Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Mimitzrayim. They were plucked out like you would remove the child about to be born from its mother's womb. So too, that's Goy Mikerev Goy, a nation from amongst another nation. And here we have just arrived at a very important Yesod in our entire look at Geulas Mitzrayim. You see that the Geula is being compared to a Leida, to a birth. Klal Yisrael were born at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, by the way, in parenthesis, the Arizal actually goes through all the Yomim Tovim of the year as a process and says that they follow the life cycle of a human being. Indeed, he begins with Pesach and says Pesach is the birth. As we just said, it is the Leida of Klal Yisrael. So too, a person begins his life with a Leida. What's the next Yom Tov? Shavuos, we will makabel mitzvahs. That's the Bar Mitzvah. Next stage in life is, of course, marriage. That's the next Yomim Tovim, the Yomim Hanoroim. Just like when a person gets married, he has Mechilas Avoinos. All his Averas are forgiven. That's what happens at Yomim Noiroim. Followed by Sukkot, Zman Simchoseinu. That's the Simcha of the Chasana. The Cheder Yichud, Shmini Atzeres. Al Kolponim, you see that he also quite clearly references Geulas Mitzrayim to the Leido. It is the birth of Klal Yisrael. Says the Be'er Yosef that although it is true that the midwife, the doctor, will help ease the child into the world, but there is a very important preliminary stage, and that is the child, the unborn child, must at first make his own push. Has to make his own push. Only after the child makes his own push to try and enter the world and leave his mother, that is the stage when the midwife can step in and help out and assist with the delivery of the child. Says the Be'er Yosef, now we understand the moshel. If Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim are compared to a Leida, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu plucked them out, as it were, like a doctor or a midwife, then it must have been necessary on the part of Klal Yisrael to initially make their own push. They had to at first make their move, distance themselves from from Mitzrayim, and only then could HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, assist them on their way and redeem them completely. He doesn't bring, but I think a very appropriate posuk to connect to this is the posuk in Tehillim. We say it in the Shir Shal Yoim. Onoichi Hashem Eloikecho, Hamalcho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who took you out of Mitzrayim. Harchev Picho Va'amal Heyu. Widen your mouth, open your mouth, and I will fill it. I think this could be explained in light of what we just said. Yes, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I took you out of Mitzrayim. But you at first had to open your mouth, and only then it could be filled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, did not initiate the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael had to do so. That was the Harchev Picha. Therefore, says the Be'er Yosef, if you look very carefully, you will now understand that all the three mitzvahs that we just mentioned, whether it's Kiddush HaChodesh, Korban Pesach, or Bris Milah, all have one common theme, and that is that distinction, that differentiation between Goyim and Klal Yisrael. Let's begin with Bris Milah. That's the most obvious. Bris Milah is by definition the badge, as it were, on the guf, which shows that we are different to Goyim. That was necessary for Klal Yisrael to do. If there's going to be a birth, then you have to initiate it. You have to make that initial move. Show me that you are different to the Goyim. And indeed they did. They did Bris Milah. The next mitzvah, Korban Pesach. Now, if you think about Korban Pesach, there was never a mitzvah that has more halachas to distance a goy than Korban Pesach. For a start, obviously, the very fact that they took the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim to antagonize the Mitzrayim. That which is your God, we are actually going to sacrifice. In fact, the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Mishchu ukechu, Mishchu yedeichem, withdraw your hands from Avodah Zarah. Move away from Avodah Zarah, move towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some Rishonim explain that why did the Korban Pesach have to be roasted? Tzli, dafka tzli. What's unique about tzli is, instead of cooking it or baking it, when you roast something, it causes a lot of smoke, which means that all the Mitzrayim must have been fully aware of what was going on inside the Jewish homes. The smoke was pouring all over Mitzrayim. The dam, the blood of the korban, which has to be placed on the mezuzos for everybody to see. And yet, what does the Torah say? Kol ben nechar lo yechal boy. A goy cannot partake in the Korban Pesach. Kol oil lo yechal boy. So you see, time and time and time again, the avoid of the Korban Pesach was to separate from the goyim. Don't allow them in. Show them that you're different. The Torah says you may not actually leave your house. Keep to yourselves. This was the whole avodah of Korban Pesach. Show me, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, how you are distancing yourself from the goyim. Finally, says the Be'er Yosef, Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh, he explains very beautifully, as we know, Klal Yisrael follow the moon, the goyim follow the sun. Now it is an astronomical fact, as we all know, that the moon has no light of its own, it just reflects the light of the sun. But fascinatingly, it reflects the light of the sun and will radiate that light more when it's further away from the sun. The closer the moon gets to the sun, the less illuminated it is. Says the Be'er Yosef, that is the lesson of Kiddush HaChodesh. The lesson of Kiddush HaChodesh is that we follow the moon in order for Klal Yisrael indeed to thrive and to radiate. They have to distance themselves from the sun, i.e. cut themselves off from the goyim. So you see, therefore, says the Be'er Yosef in conclusion, now we've understood what is the common denominator, and there absolutely is, between Kiddush HaChodesh, Korban Pesach, and Bris Milah. There is one common thread that runs along all of these three mitzvahs, and that is that in order for there to be a Leidah, in order for there to be a birth of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael have to make that push. They have to initiate the Geula by distancing themselves from the Goyim. That's the whole avodah of Bris Milah. That is the avodah, as we explained, of Korban Pesach. And finally, that is the essence of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, to understand that you will radiate, you will thrive most when you distance yourself from the sun and the Goyim who follow the sun. The Be'er Yosef, however, did not explain to us one critical point. Why indeed was it necessary for Klal Yisrael to make this move, this spiritual move, in order to be Zeicha to the Geula? Yes, it's true. We understand the reference and the moshel to the Leida. Just like when a child is born, it needs to make its move, and then it's born. So too Klal Yisrael. But why indeed? Why could HaKadosh Baruch Hu not merely just take them out of Mitzrayim when the time came? Why was it necessary, this the Ber Yosef does not explain, why was it necessary for Klal Yisrael, as it were, to initiate that Geula? To show that they are different to the Goyim, they're moving away, not just geographically, but more important, spiritually. Why was that a necessary preliminary stage to the Geula? And I think the explanation is, and this is a yesod that we have discussed on many occasions, and it's a mitzvah to review this yesod as often as we can. And this is the yesod of the Beis Halevi in Parashas Shemos. Because the Beis Halevi is coming to answer one of the oldest sociological and historical questions. Why is it that Klal Yisrael, more than any other nation, has always been the subject of torture and ridicule, pogroms, murders? In other words, what is the root of anti-Semitism? This is a subject that has bothered many scientists and professors, and in fact there's even a book called Why the Jews that tries to tackle this subject. So obviously, if we want to know the answer to this question, we're not going to look into an American book, we're going to look into the words of Rabbeinu, Harishonim V'Achronim, the way they see it through the prism of the Torah and Chazal HaKadoshim. And the Beis HaLevi tackles this question head on. Where? In Parashat Shemos. Where else? That is the first episode of national anti-Semitism, Paroi and his nation, against Klal Yisrael, and the Beis HaLevi traces its source, and this is our story. And the Beis HaLevi really bases himself on one pasuk, a very difficult to understand pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. If you look in Tehillim Kufhei, it says there, Hoidu Lashem Kiru Bishmoi, we thank Hashem. We thank Hashem and we call out in His name. Now, if a perek of Tehillim begins with the words, we thank Hashem, then what would you expect that perek to be full of? All the tremendous chasodim, kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us. So how surprising it is to come across a posuk in that very perek, which says, Hofach Libom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the hearts of the Goyim, Lisnoi Amoi, to hate his nation. In other words, anti-Semitism. Why is anti-Semitism, hatred of the Jews, mentioned in the Perek, which is prefaced with the words, Hoidu Lashem? Must we indeed thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anti-Semitism? Wouldn't we be much more better off without it? Says the Beis HaLevi, and this is his yesod, and it's very well worth knowing this yesod. How did all of Golos Mitzrayim begin? Chazal tell us it all began when they covered up their mitzvah of Bris Milah. And the purpose in doing that was not chas v'sholom to be mevatel the mitzvah, but rather because they didn't want to look different from the goyim. Technically and halachically, they were not over any issa. But fundamentally and hashkafically, they were running an enormous risk. And what was that risk? The risk is, if you are not proud to look different to a non-Jew, then there is a serious concern that eventually you'll get too close for comfort. And Klal Yisrael will be assimilated completely and then wiped out. And at that stage, when that danger lurks, and there is a real, genuine concern that Klal Yisrael are becoming too close and friendly and non-Jew-like, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants an irrational hatred in the hearts of the Goyim against Klal Yisrael. Did Klal Yisrael do anything against Paray and Mitzrayim? Nothing at all. So what was Paray's pretext to attack them and to persecute them? Well, maybe a nation will fight against us, and maybe Klal Yisrael will join them, and maybe they'll be victorious, and maybe they'll drive us out. Four or five maybes. In other words, baseless. Irrational. Paray was not pulling the strings over here. Hofach libom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was turning the hearts of the Goyim in order to hate Klal Yisrael. Do you know why? Hoyudu Hashem. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu because anti-Semitism is the mechanism through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu preserves the nation of Klal Yisrael. So, throughout our ages, throughout the generations, throughout the tears, we have to understand that the root of anti-Semitism, if we want to answer that question, why are Klal Yisrael the nation that are so hated? The answer is, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu operating things min HaShomayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Klal Yisrael are moving too dangerously close to the Goyim, at that point HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to step in. How does he step in? How does he ensure that they will be distanced from the Goyim? Very simple, because the Goyim hate them. Nobody wants to be close to somebody who hates you. So anti-Semitism is indeed something for which we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And that is pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Hoidu Lashem Kiru Bishmo. Yes, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that on occasion, on painful occasions, Hofach Libom Lisnoi La'amoi. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to turn the hearts. Has to turn the hearts of the Goyim irrationally, without any pretext or basis, to hate Klal Yisrael. That is a tremendous chesed for Klal Yisrael, because without it, they would be absorbed, assimilated, and disappeared. This is the tremendous yesod of the Beis Halevi, and he says, that's how Golos Mitzrayim all began. When Klal Yisrael are seen to be covering up the Bris Milah, so it's clear that they are not proud to be different to Goyim. That's when anti-Semitism has to step in. And of course it's famous, and we have mentioned this in the past, the chilling words of the Meshech Chochma, Remeir Simcha HaKohen Midvinsk, who wrote 20 years before the outbreak of World War II, and he warned against those people in Germany who think, in his words, that Berlin, he Yerushalayim. It's very comfortable here. Our gracious German hosts, how wonderful they are to us and so kind. We're not missing anything. Who needs Yerushalayim when you have Berlin? These were the prophetic words of the Meshech Chochma 20 years before the lights were turned out in Europe. Because it all begins with those who think that Berlin, he Yerushalayim. And he says, that's why, over the ages, Chazal HaKadoshim made so many gezeiros, pas akum, and bishul akum, and yein akum. What are all those gezeiros about? Keep your distance. Don't have too much connection with the Goyim. Because if you wine and dine with them, then you're running a very, very big danger of being absorbed and eventually assimilated. Those are the purpose of all the gzeiros. Let me quote to you one line of the Meshech Chochmah himself. This is actually in Megillas Esther. But this really is everything we've said in a few words. And he says, Echad mipu'ulois ha'hashkocha, one of the greatest divine acts, l'kiyum hadas, in order to preserve Klal Yisrael, is sinas ha'umois, is the hatred of Goyim towards Klal Yisrael. That is an act, a painful act, but an act of Hashkocha Protis. It's been pointed out that on the Leil HaSeder, when we sing V'hi Sha'on Dola V'Seinu V'Lonu, and we pick up the glass of wine, and some explain B'Derech Drush, V'hi Sha'omda, we point to the wine, and we refer to the gazelle. Don't drink non-Jewish wine, and we say V'hi Sha'omda. That ultimately has stood us in good stead. That has preserved us. We point to the wine, and we understand it's in Zechus, and the result of these gezeres, that we are here, in fact, until this very day. And this is the lesson. The painful lesson that we have had to learn over our long history. As the Chasam Sofer writes in Parshas Kisavi, Kol oid she Yisrael miskarevim aleihem yosef v'yosef. The closer that Klal Yisrael get to the Goyim, tigbar sin osam. The closer they get, the greater the hatred of the Goyim, and he concludes with two words, v'hi menusa. This is tried and tested. Didn't Reb Chaim Volozhin once famously say that if Klal Yisrael don't make Kiddush, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make Havdalah? If we're not Mekadosh ourselves, and we don't separate ourselves in any which way, the way we look, the way we dress, the way we speak, the way we act, and we become too Goyim-like, then we have to know that we're facing an existential threat of Klal Yisrael being wiped out. And at that point, the hatred of the Goyim is stepped up, irrationally, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the root of anti-Semitism. If you look throughout our history, this has always been our story. We just celebrated Purim. How did the Purim story begin? The whole Gezerah of Haman, what brought that about? Chazal tell us because Klal Yisrael participated in the Mishteh of Achashverosh. What's wrong? We're just partaking in the party. Because you're becoming too close to the Goyim. So they were on the verge of being annihilated. History has shown us that the Spanish expulsion followed the period that's commonly called the Golden Age of Spanish Jewry. Well, if it's too golden, then it's too dangerous. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, has written a book called Divine Madness, in which he explains with his Das Torah the Holocaust. And he writes very sharply, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, there will be those who describe fondly the wonderful shtetl in Europe and how everything was just idyllic and utopian there. Says Rabbi Avigdor Miller, don't believe it because I was there. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, although himself American born, but he went to study in Europe. He was in yeshiva in Slobodka. And he describes the shtetl was not so idyllic. The reform movement was rampant. And hundreds and thousands, especially of young people in Klal Yisrael, were just being swept away by the winds of reform and Haskalah. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore stepped in. And that was the Holocaust. When there's anti-Semitism on the part of the Goyim, then nobody is interested in behaving like Goyim. That was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechanism through which he preserved Klal Yisrael. This has always been our story. I think, therefore, that we now understand the beautiful explanation of the Be'er Yosef in further depth. The Be'er Yosef said that these three mitzvahs, Kiddush HaChodesh, Korban Pesach and Bris Milah, all have one common denominator, and that is Klal Yisrael, in order to be zoicha to that Leida, but they had to make that initiation. They had to make that first move away from the Goyim. Because every birth is like that. The child has to make its first move, and then it can be assisted in arriving in this world and being born. And we ask the question, that's true when you compare it to Leida. But why indeed did Klal Yisrael need to make that first move and move themselves away from the Goyim? In light of the Beis Halevi, I think we understand. Because that's how the whole Golus began in the first place. The whole Golus Mitzrayim began with Klal Yisrael becoming too close to the Goyim, covering up their Bris Milah. Therefore, the Tikkun, the only way that they could possibly be Zoicha to a Geula, is if they now rectify that. How do they rectify that? Kiddush HaChodesh, Bris Milah indeed, and Korban Pesach. The common denominator, show me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you are happy and willing to show that you are different to the Goyim. If the whole Golus began because you became too close to the Goyim, show me that you're ready for the Geula. You have to make that move. And of course, when Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael's zechus to leave Mitzrayim was because they didn't change their language and their clothing and their names, why is that so significant? Now we understand. Because that was their way of preserving the Jewish identity. Because if not, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have no choice but to continue this anti-Semitism. This hofach libom lisnoi la'amoy. But it's only through the fact that indeed you stood out, as we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, melameid shehoyu mitzuyonim shom, Klal Yisrael did stand out. That was their ticket to the Geula. After all, it's true they may well have been serving Avodah Zorah, as they were, but they had Jewish names, and they spoke the Jewish language, and they dressed like Jews. Let me just conclude with a spine-chilling story. We have actually mentioned this in the past. I found this story in a sefer called Meshivas Nefesh. Meshivas Nefesh is written by Rabbi Yochanan Luria over 500 years ago, in fact over 600 years ago. And he describes a story that happens to him, and everybody will immediately understand the frightening correlation. And he writes that I once found myself in Strasbourg, the south of France. We had been instructed by the government, listen to this, to wear on our clothes a yellow badge. What does that remind us of? It wasn't so long ago in our history where we had to wear indeed the yellow star. That wasn't a new thing. The Meshivas Nefesh describes this 600 years ago. That Jewish people were instructed to walk around wearing a yellow badge. On one occasion, a koimer, a priest, approached me, and he said to me, Yehudi, Jew, what is this badge that you're wearing? Why are you wearing this on your clothing? So I responded, Eini yodea, I don't know. I didn't choose to wear this. We've been instructed to wear this by the government. And he added, if they would tell us we have to pick up heavy rocks every day, we would have to do that as well. Why are you asking me, why are you wearing it? What does it represent? I have no idea. I've been told I have to do this. So the the priest said to this Rabbi Yochanan Luria, well, if you don't know, im ein choyodea, agid lecho, I'll tell you. If you don't know, I'll tell you. Listen to the Musa Shmuz that he got from a Christian priest. And he says, the Adoin Kol Haaretz, the master of the universe, chose you from amongst all the nations and said, Vo'avdil Eschem Mino Amin, you will be separate from all other nations. And you therefore have a number of mitzvahs which are for the expressed purpose of showing me Vo'avdil. Vo'avdil, that there is a separation. This is all the drasha of the priest. For example, you have the mitzvah of bris milah on your guf, and you have the mitzvah of tzitzis on your beged, and you have the mitzvah of mezuzah on your bias. Every facet of your life, your guf, your clothing, your home, all has a badge of honor, which is supposed to indicate, not just symbolize, but indicate that we are different. Vo'avdil eschem. So he said, the purpose of these tzitzis is, if anybody ever asks you, im yoimar lecha adam, if you ever asked, ma ze hatzitzis, you should have responded, di adoin koil tzivani, I've been instructed by the master of the universe. And we're proud to wear these tzitzis, says the priest, but unfortunately I notice that the Jewish nation misbaishim. They've become ashamed of wearing tzitzis. And they've changed their clothing. And they wear malbushe ha'umois, clothing of goyim. That's why gozar aleichem elokeichem. Do you know who made this decree? It's not the government, it's your God. If you're not happy to wear a badge of honor, then you'll have to wear a badge of shame. She'ein boi tam v'svara. You're quite right, there's no logic. It's irrational. But the answer is, it's all for that purpose. This is a frightening story, because as mentioned, less than 100 years ago, many of our Zaydas and Elter Zaydas had to walk around wearing a yellow star. But this was predated hundreds of years before that. And it took a goy to explain to us why it had to be worn. If you're not happy to wear a badge of honor, and you're not wearing your tzitzis, you're covering your tzitzis, and you wear malbushe ha'umois, well, as Reb Chaim Volozhin said, if you don't make kiddush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make a painful havdalah. So if you're not keeping your distance from the goyim, then in fact, the goyim will be the ones to ensure that you do keep that distance. So here, walk around with a badge of shame. What does it mean? What does it represent? What does it symbolize? Nothing. Ein boi tam. That is hofach libom lisnoi la'amui. It's irrational. But the root of it all is when we become too close to the goyim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to step in and distance ourselves. And therefore this Shabbos, Parashas HaChodesh, when we read about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Korban Pesach, and that third mitzvah of Bris Milah, we understand it's not just three random mitzvahs. These are the mitzvahs that had to be given to Klal Yisrael precisely at this point in their history, without which they couldn't leave Mitzrayim. They couldn't be a leader. They couldn't be born, because a child has to make their own push. But especially in the case of Klal Yisrael, who caused the whole problem in the first place by trying to look the same as the Goyim. And that's what precipitated the whole Golus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now's your time to turn that around. Korban Pesach, distance the Goyim. Bris Milah, show me your guf is different. Kiddush HaChodesh, understand that you will radiate most when you distance yourself from the Goyim. That will reverse the whole Golus. now indeed you will be ready for that Lida. A critical understanding in these three mitzvahs, and Be'ezus Hashem, this will be our preparation for the Chag of Pesach, Tovshim Pei Dalet, as we approach next week the Chodesh of Nisan. It is of course our tefillah, that just as in Chodesh Nisan they were Nigal, so too in the future the Geula, HaAsida that we are waiting for, will also happen in Nisan, the Bias, Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mheira, B'yameinu, Amen.